Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Next year's climate summit is in South Africa. But what, in fact, was accomplished last week in Cancun? Well, there's a deal to fast-track lots of money to developing countries, and there's a non-binding agreement to limit the warming of the Earth to 2 degrees centigrade. But perhaps the biggest accomplishment may have been renewed credibility for the UN process. As she boarded a bus after the summit, I asked Decima Williams, she's chair of the Alliance of Small Island States, for her assessment of the deal struck in Cancun.
It's a start, it's a recovery mainly. It's a recovery from the gloom and the pessimism of Copenhagen. And what it does is that it restores our preparedness to work together. It repairs our faith in the multilateral system, and it puts some concrete initiatives on the table.
For the first time, a black nation will be chairing the climate negotiation process. How will South Africa do?
Well, I can't answer that till we go there, but I know that what has happened now in the 21st century is that there's a large group of middle-range countries, such as the Mexicos and South Africas of the world, and they are taking over control of certain strategic elements in international relations from the north. I expect South Africa will do very well. They have already a very strong set of initiatives for climate resilient development. So we're really looking forward to Africa benefiting in terms of adaptation and financing from the conference that will be held in South Africa.
How much do you believe the finance package here?
It's only a start. We had a very bad year with the fast start, which was supposed to be $10 billion out the door. I don't think any of that was really spent. So I think financing remains critical because it has to correct the damage done and it has to spark, get us out of poverty. So finance will be absolutely important for South Africa.
Decima Williams is Grenada's ambassador to the UN. Alden Meyer of the Union of Concerned Scientists is a longtime observer of these international negotiations. He says the deal in Cancun left it up to negotiators in South Africa next year to tackle one central issue.
There's a huge gap between the level of emission reduction commitments and pledges that are on the table now from countries like the U.S., Japan, Europe, Canada, India, etc., China, and the 2 degree Celsius temperature increase limit that they established as a goal to stay below. There's a huge gap there between what's on the table and what's needed to stay within that temperature limit, and they really didn't make much progress on addressing that.
So some people said that the U.S. was once again the skunk at the picnic. There had been hope that the Obama administration would take action, that the U.S. would take action, but now once again the United States is the principal obstruction to really getting a worldwide agreement. How fair is that analysis?
Well, I think on the legal form issue, it is fair because I think even the administration had to acknowledge privately that the prospects of getting Senate ratification of any new treaty are pretty remote. The administration did continue to say, though, that it will push for meeting the 17% reduction target the president put on the table in Copenhagen, even despite the absence of action by the Congress on a comprehensive climate bill. They talked about how they will use existing executive authority, places like DOE, Environmental Protection Agency. I think, obviously, there will be a credibility issue on that over the next year if you see the Republicans and other opponents of Environmental Protection Agency action succeed in handcuffing the administration's ability to use that authority. The other big issue, of course, is climate finance, and there again the administration is struggling a little bit. They aren't getting the increase they want, at least so far, in the 2011 budget cycle. And, of course, when the Republicans take over the House next year, the prospects of getting a further increase in the 2012 budget request are pretty remote. The interesting thing was they came into this negotiation because of the failure of action in the Congress last year in a weaker negotiating position than they were in Copenhagen last year. But it didn't seem to stop them from putting some pretty strong demands on the table for others, particularly for China and developing countries.
From what I saw in Cancun, it seemed that the U.S. and China were making nice. What did you see?
I think there was a clear shift between the atmospherics and Tianjin, which was the last meeting before Cancun in October, where there was a lot of rhetorical back and forth and bluster. For example, the the head negotiator for the Chinese at the end of that week told a press conference that the U.S. was like a pig preening in the mirror. It got pretty down and dirty towards the end there. And I think both sides consciously pulled back and tried to take a more constructive tone. I think both sides felt maybe a little of the rhetoric that was getting overheated on climate was starting to affect the overall relationship. But the issues aren't getting any easier. The problem, as you know, Steve, is that the atmosphere doesn't negotiate with politicians. And we're getting closer to some of those tipping points that scientists warn us about. So we have to accelerate the pace of change and action. Can we get enough done in time to really deal with what the science is telling us we have to do? And there, I think the jury is still out.
Alden Meyer is the Strategy and Policy Director for the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thank you so much, sir.
Glad to be with you, Steve.